Listening Library presents The Wish List by Owen Colfer. Read for you by James Wilby.
Chapter 1. Double Act. Meg and Belch were doing a job. Meg and Belch. Sounded like some sort of comedy double act, but it wasn't. There was nothing funny about breaking into a pensioner's flat. Raptor was slobbering on Meg's boots. "Do we really need the mutt?" she hissed, wiping her dripping boot in the flower bed. Belch turned away from the window. Piggy eyes glared out from under gelled spikes of hair. "Listen, Finn," he whispered. "Raptor is no mutt. He is a pure breed from a long line." Meg rolled her eyes. Belch returned to window jimmying, worming the blade of the screwdriver between the frame and the sill. For the thousandth time, Meg Finn wondered what she was doing here. How had she sunk this far, skulking around the granny flats with a lowlife like Belch Brennan? Her reflection glared accusingly from the windowpane. For a second, she saw the ghost of her mother in that face. The same wide blue eyes, the same braided blonde hair, even the same frown wrinkles between her eyebrows. What would Mam think of this latest escapade? Meg's involuntary blush answered the question for her. Something split in the window frame. "We're in," grunted Belch. "Let's go." Raptor scrabbled up the wall into the dark interior. He was the point dog, sent in to check for hostiles. His orders were simple. Bite everything. If it screamed, it was hostile. The pit bull was not what you'd call a stealth canine, and managed to barge into every stick of furniture on the ground floor. "Why don't we just ring the bell?" groaned Meg. "Oh, stop your whining, Finn," snorted Belch. "Hold Larry."